Hey, this is Selwyn Robbins, your host for the Mandated Podcast Show. Hey, welcome back, gentlemen. Welcome back. Hope everybody has been doing well and staying healthy out there in this Texas heat. It's been ridiculous. It has been ridiculous. The humidity along with it has been driving me crazy. But nonetheless, I am still here. I'm still healthy and strong and ready to do this. Guys, I hope everybody has been well, as I've just mentioned, regarding your health. We're just getting off, actually, just a few months ago, June, which is National Men's Health Month, and there are so many things related to our health that we need. And one of those important things is building fellowship with other men, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. Another thing as well is being healthy in family, and for me, these past 2 weeks, has been very key and very fun because I've spent time with two of our eight grandchildren, and these are the two of the youngest girls, and it's been so awesome. Just a delight being able to sit in front of them and see their smiles, hear their voices, hear what's on their minds, see their characters, and listen to the things that they like. And I found out one of the shows that they're very interested in is called Paw Patrol, and I thought it was like Pound Puppies. I grew up with that show, but it's not. But it does relate to dogs, though. But evidently, these dogs are very talented in different areas in search and rescue. And actually, it is pretty cute. So I'm sure I'll continue watching a few more of those episodes to stay up to date with what they watch. And as they continue to tell me who their favorite character is. In short, man, it's been awesome. It has blessed my soul. I had to talk about it today at our men's prayer just to let them know how God has truly been blessing myself and my wife with our grandchildren. And, it's such a treasure that you can then, as a father and as a grandfather, see your seed growing, you know, and they're growing beautifully. They just started school this week, and just like any other parents, my daughter took pictures of them as they were leaving the house for school, as they got to school, as they're in class. You know, it was great. It really is great. So as a grandparent, we're going to continue to do so in spending time and feeding them with our time, with our words of wisdom, with our joy, with our excitement, with our energy. And I hope you do the same too with your children and grandchildren, because they need to know not just that you're Pawpaw and Meemaw, but what it is. They need to know what a joy it is to always be in your presence. Always greet them with the biggest hug and the biggest smile, because you have the biggest heart towards them. And I have to say this, that's how God greets us, with the same intensity. And, you know, the Bible says, you know, we love him because he first loved us. And this isn't related to sin. This is just his overall greatest commandment for us and toward us, is that everything he does for us and toward us is because of the love which originates in him. So, fellas, by all means, I want to encourage you, continue to do your best to be fathers and to be grandfathers for those young men and women and boys and girls that are in your life, or those soon to come. And I pray those that are soon to come, that you have a blessing to speak over them. That, man, I'm glad I just said that. That is such a key thing, is that when that child is born, that you can speak a blessing over them, not just for that moment, but for their life. Wow. You know what? I'm going to have to find some time to do that, just as it came to me. I think that is a very great instrumental thing that speaks volumes towards the legacy that you're wanting to establish and can establish. So, fathers, I want to encourage you to do that. Step up, do more, whatever you can. Get on video chat. You know, we're kind of on the backside of the 2020 COVID, though we're in different variants of it. It taught us more how to be more family oriented, and in that, you know, focusing on those things which are very important to us. And when it comes to the legacy, fellas, you're there to establish it. You're there to speak life into it. You're there to mold it. You're there to shape it and direct it, because you have the capability. You have all the tools in your toolbox, in your shed, to make this thing happen. And I say shed because we tend to keep everything there and we walk out with what we need so that we can build. So guys, if you see it, build it. I'm gonna leave you with that right here. If you see it, build it. All right. Another thing that's been going on, you know, my wife and I, we are great. We have been focusing these past couple of days on prayer, which is going to be for about the next 30 days, if I'm correct. And, you know, just in the first few days, it has been awesome. One of the days that we, or nights that we had finished a prayer Bible study that was focused on breath prayer. And it was inhale and exhaling. This is meditating. This is meditating. This is exactly what it is. Meditating, focusing on God, focusing on you, and just letting whatever comes to mind, focus on it, you know, write it down, break it down. You know, what does it mean? Why did you see this thing? Why did you hear this thing? Because this is so important. It's so crucial for you as a husband to be a part of this. And it's not necessarily leading it, because you guys are both leading this. Remember, she's your helpmeet. Not that you are above her, but you are equal and she's equal to you. So you guys are both involved in the movement of this very prayer exercise. And I implore you, you know, please look at it. It's called the Prayer Course on Right Now Media. Once again, it's called a Prayer Course on Right Now Media. I encourage you to definitely do it. Take the time out. It's maybe about an hour. The videos are, I want to say, between 10 to 20 minutes each. So that gives you about 30 to 50 minutes for discussion and going through the exercises and going through each day like that. So it's not much out of your day. It really isn't. If you think about how much time you waste on social media, you'll say, yeah, I probably spend about 20 minutes alone just on Facebook scrolling through videos, maybe about another 15 looking at videos on Instagram or, you know, Flipboard or LinkedIn, you know, all those places. And I'm not putting any shade on those at all. You know, they're there for some type of interaction in a way, but it doesn't take the place of what you're supposed to do as the head of that house. All right, guys, I got something exciting to talk about as we come back from break. I just was part of a conversation on this last Saturday, a men's topic, and I just want to get into it. I want to speak about one particular thing that came out of that for me, which I want to pass on to you. So hold on to your seats. Gentlemen, we'll be right back. All right, guys. Hey, I'm back. And once again, still excited, right? I hope you guys are ready to hear a very powerful word that as men, we may not necessarily like, but it is strong. It really is a key to us becoming, at least one key to us becoming better. So as I said before the break, I was fortunate, or I didn't say, but I did mention that men conversations are very important to us. What I did not mention at the time is that this past Saturday, I was fortunate to be a guest along with two other gentlemen at Kingdom Ecclesia Church, based here in Bedford, Texas, underneath Pastor Jason and Lady K Johnson. And the topic was message, or mess age, if you want to split those two words. And we were dealing with the sense of abandonment, abuse, and there was another A. There were three A's on the topic, but this was a great conversation. You know, I'm always glad to have the opportunity to sit down with other men of any nationality, any ethnicity, to discuss what it is to be a man. What are some of the things that we have to fight through? And what's even more importantly, what are some of the things that we celebrate? And I believe that's very key, because right now, and as we discussed on this particular show, toxic masculinity, you know, is a big thing, but it's large. That is somewhat the sum total of everything. We want to put everything underneath that one umbrella or one statement. So we have to deal with everything that's underneath that. And the questions throughout this whole show were great. They were very thought thought-provoking, and the responses from the other panelists and Pastor Jason was awesome, you know, because, and I say it was awesome because for me, I was very encouraged and very strengthened just to be in the presence of other men of like mind. And when I say like mind, not just that we all have a church background, but like mind in that we wanted to see another man succeed in life. That's the like mind I'm talking about. And I hope you search that out just as well, especially for gentlemen of an older age. You see right now that there are younger men that need some kind of input, some kind of influence from someone senior to them. You know, for myself, I take that opportunity at work to speak into the lives of these young men because it's so important, because I didn't have that. I didn't have it consistently. The most I probably heard someone speaking into my life was when I was in sports. And that wasn't necessarily speaking into my life per se. That was speaking into me to make sure I'm running the ball right, or I'm shooting the ball the correct way. And you know what I'm talking about? But that was my reference to speaking life into somebody or have it spoken into me. You know, going further on into life, I did not have that a lot. So I was searching out the ideal man that I wanted to be. So, you know, I'm only 5'6" and a half, though the books say 5'7", you know, back in high school, you know, they give you that little height, you know, to bring it up. But I was looking to see men in the sense of like 6'2", 250, strong, because that's what the world, that's what society says is the perfect man, the truest man, the strongest man. And I've come to find out in years that can be totally false, because although that may be true in the physicality of it, in spirit, that man could be very broken compared to someone my size that is very strong. Now I am. I was not at one point in my life. I had to deal with confidence issues, even today to some point. But nonetheless, I was still searching out for those ideals that can make me into a better young man and adult man where I am today. And, you know, one of the things that really comes up in these conversations when we're speaking about toxic masculinity is men breaking through walls or barriers. They're breaking through or breaking down issues that they've never had to deal with or didn't know how to deal with properly. Therefore, they're now caught in a rut of some kind and not knowing how to get out. Well, as we were going through the conversation, this one word came out that I think sparked even more dialogue to come into play. And this is a word that as men, I don't know if you remember me saying, there's some words that we never want to have in our vocabulary. And all those words we don't want to have, we need to have so we can understand what it is when we recognize it and then be able to move forward effectively. So that one key word that came out, there are actually two, but I have to speak about the first one, is vulnerability. And I want to give you the definition of that so you can understand what I'm going to talk about, where we're possibly going. So online, please just search it up whenever you have a chance through Google. And one of the first definitions that came up, which I believe is very on point, vulnerable is described as an adjective. It's a descriptive verb. I can't remember. But either way, it's defined as susceptible to physical or emotional attack or harm. And I'm going to say this again. Susceptible to physical or emotional attack or harm. And, you know, they always give you a sentence with it. And that sentence reads, we were in a vulnerable position. Ooh, I actually didn't read that sentence before I started recording this, but I'm glad I see it now, because that is very true. And that's where we're going. We were in a vulnerable position. All right. So as men, I'm gonna challenge you to listen to this word and apply it to yourself. So if you know as a man that there's something greater in you, you feel it, you've even seen the possibility, but you've never been able to attach the reality
to that very thing that you've seen. And for me, I'm going to say it from the spirit. What you have seen in the spirit, you've never been able to make it manifest in your life. And when we brought that word up for discussion, it was very key, because this is what happens. When a man allows himself to be vulnerable, that means he's opening up, right? He's susceptible. This is when you see men vulnerable. You see men vulnerable when they're emotional in regards to their children. Let's just say, for instance, that as a father, you're supporting your daughter at a basketball game, or your son at a football game, or one of them even at a spelling bee. You're so engrossed into, you're so supportive, you're so excited, you're ready that as they do something or accomplish something great in that particular feat, your reaction is you're celebrating with all excitement. It's like you're, you know, the NFL, Super Bowl, that you're there and your team just scored, and now you know you're about to win the trophy, but you have that excitement, right? That's a part of vulnerability, but that's the vulnerability we don't mind. It says, I am open enough right now to let my emotions out, to say, man, I am happy before the whole world. You don't care who's listening. You don't care who's watching you. You will do whatever crazy dad dance you got, because you're vulnerable in a good sense and letting the world know who you are and who you're supporting, right? And when we look at this word, this is just coming to me. I was able to speak it at that night. But when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable at that particular time, there's nothing that could come against us that can hurt us, really, right? Because we're at our strongest. Listen to this. We're at our strongest because we're excited, we're happy, we're overjoyed, and we know this thing is going to happen. However, the sentence says we were in a vulnerable position, and the definition says we're susceptible to emotional attack or physical harm. This is the hard part for us. Another part of a man showing he's vulnerable is when he cries. I'm going to say that again. When you see the tear on a man's face, you know something has pierced him so deep that he has no choice but to let it out. And this is the only way he feels immediately it could come out, is by that tear. And what it is, I have to say, oh my God, I encountered a young man late last week that showed vulnerability that I've never seen before. And I never met this man before this particular encounter, but we were called to the front at the job because someone needed help. So as myself and a few other coworkers got up there, we approached this young man that had his head down on the table, actually on his palm, as his elbow was on the table, and he was crying. But he was crying in a pain, not that he necessarily had physical pain, because we didn't see anything broken or cut on him or anything like that. When I spoke to him, he said that he felt both his right and left arms and his face were tingling, and he ended up having a panic attack. I can't say I've ever had a panic attack. I don't know what it feels like, how it even looks. But I understand that when somebody is in that particular state, one thing that's best to do is to help to get them calm, get them focused on something. So as I was speaking to him, I told him, you know what? What I want you to do is I need you to breathe with me. Every time I get to the number 3, I need you to inhale and then exhale, inhale and exhale. So 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. So he continued to repeat that, and I continued to listen to him, not to his breaths, but in the spirit, I started listening to him. And I actually said, like, Lord, what is it that you want me to do here? What is it that you want me to say? And the first thing I have to say that came to me is, don't give him a scripture. Don't go to the Bible. And I know that's hard to hear, and it's actually to a degree hard to even say, because we're taught to always go to the Word. We're taught to always have a scripture for those particular times that are trying, right? But at the same time, as we evangelize and minister the Word, we have to know who we're in front of. So not everybody's going to want to hear a word. Not everybody's going to want you to sing them a song. Not everybody's going to want to hear Christ. But at the same time, you can't dismiss Christ because you know who you are. So in the state of vulnerability, you still have to demonstrate the Christ that's in you. So as I'm listening to him, I ask them, what is it that you were doing at the time of this panic attack? And he said that he was doing some paperwork. And I said, okay, so what is wrong? What is it that's really bothering you? And gentlemen, please get this. Please get this. This is so disheartening, but it is so real. He said that his filter is broken. I have to say again, his filter is broken. And when he said his filter was broken, at the same time, simultaneously, he was pointing to his head. Yeah, I had to pause on that there to let that sink in, because I want you to put those two together. Your filter is broken, but it's in your head. And that just hit me that, oh my God, I don't know what this young man has been going through in his life, but to equate the breaking of something to your head lets me know there's an issue that is very deep. And I'm gonna say that word, that what it really is, here in a second, but on the vulnerability end of it, he allowed himself to be very susceptible, that is open, willing to share what was going on with him. Why? Because he wanted help, because he couldn't help himself. Mind you, when we first got called up there, one of the co-workers said we may need to call 911. But as we assessed the situation, that's not what was actually needed. And not that there's, and then please let me say this from an emergency standpoint, not to put that aside, keep it on mind. Matter of fact, if you have your phone, dial 911 and wait, because you don't know what may be needed. But the first and foremost thing is your presence. It is your demonstration of the love Jesus Christ has given you, the peace and the calm that you will bring to that situation. So as he is telling me about the filter and the head, it makes me think about how we as men tend to have filters that are broken, that we've been trying to have this wall or this filter parse out things in our mind so that we can, in essence, become better. Right? We can't let everything out, but we can let a few things out so that we can relieve, get this, so that we can relieve the pressure that's on our spirit, so that we can relieve the stress that's on our shoulder, that we can relieve the pain that's in our body. Come on, somebody. When we get to this point of identifying the things that our filter is keeping back or letting out, we are then able to move into a place where we can be built up, and moving from a place where we're no longer protected to one to where we are covered. But guys, this is something I want to say in this next word here. And please, please, please listen to this. Vulnerability, and this is the opposite. I don't want to say the opposite. This is the other side that ties into vulnerability. The reason why it is hard for men to be vulnerable is because now we then have to say there's a trauma that's inside of us that we cannot deal with or don't know how to resolve. And this is the definition for trauma. It says it's a deeply distressing or disturbing experience. And the sentence that goes with this is a personal trauma like the death of a child. For us, I can't say necessarily a death of a child, but I can say a lot of trauma that we go through is abandonment, aggression, and anger. We can go through a trauma of pain, mental health, addiction of any kind. And all those things build up to a trauma because what those particular areas are, they're escapes so that we don't have to deal with the issue. Gentlemen, please listen to me. I don't know where you are, and I don't know what you're doing today. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what you went through yesterday or what will happen tomorrow. But this very time that you're hearing the words, I need you to identify the trauma that's in your life and find a way to be vulnerable to express it so that you can be healed. So how do we move from a place of vulnerability to a place of healing from the trauma? Well, there are many ways that you can do it. The one I don't suggest is suicide. I don't want you to lose your life because you have a lot more to live for. I don't want you to become addicted to pornography. I don't want you to become addicted to drugs. I don't want you to become addicted to social media because all of those are just escapes for dealing with the issue, which is much easier, I have to confess. Yes, it's easier to take your life. Yes, it's easier to find something and become addicted to. Yes, it's easier to get caught up in the things of the world. But gentlemen, I'm telling you, get just an ounce of fight. That ounce of fight is saying, I no longer want to be this type of man, a man that is being held back, hampered by personal issues. I want to be a man that is healed so that I can help another man become healed. And this then becomes a repetitive cycle that we could turn around. A stigma in this world that men don't want to talk, that men don't want to succeed, that men just want to stay in their rut. Gentlemen, I am telling you right now that Jesus Christ can turn this around. There are people you know, I'm telling you, there are people you know that have a solid relationship enough with Jesus Christ to at least say a prayer for you. There's somebody that you know that you can call up, even if you feel that they're not Christ-centered, you have a buddy that you can call up and say, hey, I need help. And fellas, this is the thing. We don't cry out. We don't open our mouths when we're in trouble. Why? Because we weren't taught to. We were taught, suck it up, buttercup. There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in life. That's what we were taught. If you get hurt, wrap it up, wash it off, wrap it up, go ahead and get back in the game. Let me say it this way. We just witnessed the end of the 21 Summer Olympics. And one of the biggest issues was mental health. It wasn't drug abuse like you found before in previous Olympic games. It was mental health. And who was the face of mental health? Simone Biles, a young lady at the top of her game, had every last trophy, every last medal. But this is what happened. She was brave enough, fellas, and this is what I need you to do. She was brave enough to say, I can't. I need a mental break because I am suffering right now. People are wanting you to go on, but you just don't have the capacity, the strength, the mindset, the energy to do what they're asking you to do. And fellas, that's honest. Say that you don't. Because the longer it takes for you to verbalize that is the longer it's going to take for you to get to that better place. And I commend Simone Biles or anybody that has been on that line to say, I can't do this no more. And I happened to catch a sports podcast the other day with Jalen Rose. I believe he was on a Breakfast Club. And he said, you know what? When Michael Jordan left for those 2 years to go play farm baseball, he was going through the same thing. He just lost his father. But we didn't have a word to put to it. Especially in sports. You're paying millions to make entertainment for everybody else, for millions, right? But we don't understand the stress that goes with all of that. everything you still have to deal with at home and still have to come out and perform. Gentlemen, you still have to go to work even when you know you're contemplating suicide. Fellas, your health is more important than your job. Your health is more important than the selfish things that you're doing. Take a break, please. If it requires you to take maybe an extra hour before you come home, take a long way home to decompress. Get yourselves together. You know, one thing, as I said, I may have mentioned before, my wife and I, we're so focused on prayer right now. And one of the aspects of prayer was breathing, or the breath prayer. Basically, it's meditating. And there's nothing wrong with meditating, because the scripture tells us that we need to meditate on the word of God, right? And in that meditation, take the time for yourself just as well, because there's a lot you have to let out. So fellas, as I end this, I want you to know that vulnerability and trauma go hand in hand. But yet, at the same time, salvation is there for you. Freedom is there for you. Forgiveness is there for you. The love of Jesus Christ is there for you. So fellas, don't faint. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. I hope by the words that I'm speaking today, it's encouraging somebody to get up and take that chance on themselves. And what I mean by taking that chance on themselves is that give yourself another chance. Yes, things didn't work out yesterday, but guess what? You made it to today. So you have another chance. They may not work out tomorrow. So you need to go ahead and move, make those steps to make it happen for the next day. Because I'm telling you, fellas, as you continue to take a chance on yourself, you continue to build yourself up. And at the same time, you're building everybody and everything that's attached to you. Fellas, I want to pray for you before I get off of this today, because this is so strong and is so vital to who we are. Being vulnerable is not the best word for a man. Saying trauma or dealing with trauma is not something we want hearing in our psyche. We don't want to even deal with it, because it's easier, as I said before, to just leave it alone, put it, you know, just tuck it down in our gut and move on with life. But fellas, I'm telling you, by doing that, you're building up a volcano that will have to explode at some point, and you won't be able to stop it at that point. But you can mitigate it right now. So Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time. The words that you've brought to me, Lord Father, are the words not just for myself, but every voice for man and woman that is hearing this podcast today or tomorrow, even a year later. This word is for right now. Lord, I ask you to send help to these men that are dealing with or don't know how to deal with being vulnerable, or in dealing with trauma that they have not, or not dealing with the trauma that they have had over all these years. They may seem fine. They may have been able to navigate these past years, but Lord, there's still a breaking and a healing that needs to take place. And it's not a breaking to break them down and not and leave them in that broken state, but it's a place of breaking so that they can be built up. Lord, we're in a season now of reconciliation and rebuilding, and right now we need to be rebuilt as men. So I speak to that young man, I speak to that father, that business owner, that husband, that wife, that daughter, that son, that teacher, that local leader. I speak to that president right now. Find the help in Jesus Christ, because he loves you enough to show up for you. Heavenly Father, bless them today, and we thank you for your word. All right, gentlemen, that is it for today. Woo! Man, that's awesome. I can't wait to get back to the next one. I think we'll probably get into trauma a little bit more on the lines of being vulnerable. Guys, I hope you have been blessed, because I know I am blessed. I'm glad that I got up and did this today. I didn't want to wait, because this word has been resting on me since this past Saturday, and I said, when I get to Monday, I'm gonna record this and speak about this. So I hope that you are blessed. Guys, look forward to hearing from you. Please follow me on on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. And by all means, I want to hear from you. Send some feedback my way so that I can speak to you. There's a message box as you hear this podcast. You can send it to me. I'll read it and I'll get back to you. I would love to pray with you by all means. And if you would love to support this podcast, if there's something worthwhile in here that you want to continue hearing, please, by all means, donate. I would love to send those funds to different organizations so that I can help build them just as well. All right, guys, have a blessed week.